Our next speaker is Valerie Fenwick, and she's going to talk about Devrandam and your FIPS 140-2 validation scheme. And they can be friends. And that's what she's going to let us know, that they can be friends. This is a 25-minute session, and a little bit about Valerie. She's a manager in the Solaris Security Technologies Group, the Oracle. Well, I had to struggle because I know her only as an Oracle person. with over 2 decades of experience in computer security. She helped to design and develop the cryptographic framework for the Oracle Solaris operating system, and previously worked as the developer on the Sunscreen operating system and Sunscreen firewalls. I'll let her tell us about the rest of her career. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming today. As mentioned, I work at Oracle now. I manage the Solaris Cryptographic Technologies team, so if it's crypto-related and it's in Solaris, I work on it. So I want to take a little time to talk about DevRandom today and how it interacts with, how it's very different on a lot of different operating systems, and how it can actually be okay for a FIPS 140 validation or not. So basically, your mileage is going to vary quite significantly by OS versions. Even things like, you know, Solaris 7, that's the first release we had that had a dev random concept in there. It came in a separate package. And if you looked at the source code compared to what's in our dev random today, they wouldn't look anything alike. Their behavior, while the API has been consistent, the behavior is very, very different underneath. And what we have on Solaris is going to look very different from DevRandom in Linux, OpenBSD, macOS, etc. I will not be touching today on Windows. That's a whole other ball of wax. They don't have DevRandom. They have other things. But it's, again, very different. But one thing that's very important to point out here, while doing my research, a lot of people kind of have these assumptions that one OS vendor came up with DevRandom and then everyone else actually copied the code, as if the code had the same origins. Concept clearly did travel. All these different operating systems, Unix-based ones, have a DevRandom, but they're all not from the same source base, implemented very, very differently, and should not be treated the same. I'm not going to go really deeply into DevURandom other than to say, on most operating systems, DevURandom is a PRNG. But in some of them, as I'll touch on, so is their DevRandom. But traditionally, people think of DevRandom as being where you would go for your long-term keys and DevURandom for less, maybe some nonces or something of some sort. But you're going to find on some of these operating systems you're actually getting the same thing. Traditionally, DevURandom will never block. That's why developers like it. And DevRandom will. Traditionally, not on all operating systems. And for some reason, on some operating systems, DevURandom is simply a link to DevRandom, so they have identical behavior on those operating systems. I'm going to take the next few minutes just to very briefly touch on a bunch of different Unixes and what they do for DevRandom, and then I'm going to dive a little deeper into Linux and Solaris as I have a little more information on those. So FreeBSD has DevURandom is one of those examples. It links to DevRandom. It only blocks until it's seeded. So that's when doing some research here, a lot of the developers said, well, seeding doesn't really provide a lot of value, so we'll do it once, and that's fine. And so we don't ever need to block again. We'll never really run out of entropy. And that's based on Fortuna. OpenBSD, just to make things a little different, they've called their DevRandom DevARandom, you know, just to make it hard. It does not block at all. It was formerly based on RC4. Now it's based on ChaCha20. It's still called DevARandom. And there's a C API for getting access to these bits on OpenBSD, and it's still called ARC4Random, because once you have an API, you're stuck with it forever in Unix. But it has different behavior inside now. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. macOS, DevRandom, again, DevURandom is a link to DevRandom. It's 160-bit Yarrow PRNG, and it uses SHA-1 and 3DES. So again, this is another example of a PRNG in DevRandom, which is not necessarily expected. Linux, this is more of what I would consider classic, maybe because I'm coming from the Solaris side and we have very similar implementations. It blocks when entropy is depleted, yay, and has a separate non-blocking debu random. Oh, well, look, see, Solaris is exactly the same. Except they're not really exactly the same. But so I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper here. So Linux Dev Random has a variety of noise sources that it uses. Disk I.O., human interface devices, interrupts, and more recently, hardware RNG is used for seeding. Is it an SP800-90A DRBG? Well, no. It's not. But Linux does, thanks to Stefan Mueller, our next speaker, have a deterministic random bit generator now in as a plugin. It's available in the Linux kernel as of 3.17. But it's not built into DevRandom yet. So DevRandom on this specific operating system is not compliant with SP890A. But it could in the future because the bits are there, and why not hook them all together? So hopefully I can maybe poke Stefan and that will happen. So, and mentioned here as well, just because I think it's cool, is libgcrypt now has a DRBG in it, again, thanks to Stefan. So that's really awesome because libgcrypt is not just on Linux, it also will be ported to other operating systems as well. And I think the more places we have a proper DRBG, the better. So DevRandom, this entropy source is on Solaris, it doesn't have any because it doesn't, it gets out all of its random bits from the Solaris kernel cryptographic framework. So it's kind of a misnomer that it doesn't have any. The cryptographic framework has all the entropy sources. It has three, actually. Two maximum per system. One, as you can kind of guess by the name, is Intel-specific, Intel-RD. N2-RNG, you may not guess, that's codenamed after our Niagara 2 processors we had out a long time ago, but we still have a coprocessor that does random number generating on our Spark processors, and the driver is still called N2-RNG because reasons. So those are very specific to whatever platform you're running on, but then the cryptographic framework is then seeded additionally with SWRand that's available even on systems without hardware assistance. They detect, SWRand uses for noise, detecting changes to blocks of physical memory, the time it takes to detect if changes occurred or did not occur, and it's seeded with high resolution time since boot and current time of day, initial state of physical memory, number of blocks, et cetera, and all the information above. So on any given system, the cryptographic framework is pulling from multiple entropy sources. KCF, which then is underneath DevRandom, uses a hash DRBG with SHA-512. So on Solaris, we actually have a FIPS compatible and in the process implementation under test of being validated DevRandom. So Solaris, additionally, we have a DRBG in the cryptographic framework, both for PKCS11 and UCrypto. Therefore, Solaris's DevRandom is SP890A compliant. It's got a security strength of 256 with prediction resistance enabled. So it can be used by any consumer as their DRBG. So OpenSSL could pull from here, or any other application could pull here to get true random bits. Just to make things complicated, there are, of course, other APIs because it's Unix. I mentioned RC4 random before, specifically with OpenBSD, but it has propagated itself elsewhere. I would have to say, in general, it's not implemented with RC4 anymore. Some places it still is. It's available on Solaris, OpenBSD, FreeBSD, NetBSD, MyBSD, all of those have that. It's nice having a common API across the operating systems, but right now what's inside is very inconsistent across operating systems. It's as bad as the DevRandom story, really. But there's hope. Another new API that's appearing a lot of Unixes is called GitRandom. It's a system call. It's available in libc. Solaris and Linux have this right now, and there's hope that maybe the BSDs will pick it up as well. It's an API. It leverages the 890A DRBG in Solaris again. In the future, Linux can and should do the same. They have the API. They should put the secure bits underneath. It's not there now, but hopefully. The work is in the underworks. It's not to be confused with Git Entropy, which is just a raw entropy source. It's not a DRBG at all. So, and OpenBSD does have Git Entropy, which is where I kind of was hinting that hopefully they would add Git Entropy as well and make a consistent interface for everyone across all Unix variants. We can fix RC4Random by simply calling Git Random, but we have to do that again across all the operating systems and get rid of RC4. So in summary, it's the same name, but with different meanings across all of these different operating systems. DevRandom on one system could be SP890A compliant. It might even have a validation certificate, but it might not be listed exactly on the certificate. As noted, you know, for example, we're going through our validation for our kernel cryptographic framework. That's where our DevRandom gets it. DevRandom probably won't be listed on our certificate because that's not where the DRBG resides. That's not what we're testing. This gets to my later discussion today where I talk about boundaries and shrunken boundaries and why we all want them to be as small and tight as possible. So things like that might not be listed. So this makes it very confusing. So checking with the security policy alone isn't going to tell you whether or not you're getting DRBG. You're often going to have to rely on things like blogs and vendor documentation and trust what they've actually done underneath. So, and that could be different from system to system. Someone might actually have a DRBG but have never tested the underlying DRBG. They might have it and tested it, but not have it on the certificate, or it might be even on the certificate. So there's still a lot of confusion in this area, but one of the things I was really hoping to get across today is that DevRandom is very different on every operating system, and sometimes it actually is okay to use it with the FIPS validation or to get to leverage it if, you know, there was a discussion of FIPS inside additionally yesterday, so to leverage it as part of another validation of your module as a random source. But check with the operating systems you're running on. Again, that's where the operating environment becomes very important. All right, well, thank you, everyone. If anyone has any questions. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And as mentioned earlier, there is an end user track today, and I'll be talking there later at 1:35 about backdoors and vulnerabilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. That was very interesting. We do have a couple of minutes, actually. The next one will start only at 10:15. So, I'm sorry? No, because we will keep the thing ready, but you can, if you want to take a break, just walk around and come back, that's fine, because I need to synchronize with the other tracks in case there is movement between here and there, right? So we won't start until for another 10 minutes, 10:15. Sorry about that, Mulder. Steve. Thank you again. I know. That's me too. But it is good.
Do you have a pump there? Pump? Oh, no, I thought I left.
Steve? Stefa? One sec, sorry. Yeah, it's so there are two of them, and you're also put in as G13.
No, it's not. That is just
that's
a makeup.
That's wrong, right?
That's wrong.
It should not, it's not G11, right? This is the one, right?
Yeah.
And even your, even the write-up has G13.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. All right. I'll probably ask Jonathan to take it. Okay, he'll probably introduce you.
Okay.
You okay with that, right? So maybe just go in. I have a meeting after this, so I want to make sure.
I'm Good night.